Shalom Aleichem to everybody. I'd like to address the bracha Baruch Shepotrani Me'on Shol Shel Zu, which the father of the Bar Mitzvah boy classically makes after Kriyas HaTorah when his son finishes the laning. Many are unaware of this bracha, don't understand the bracha. Do we make it with Shem U'Malchus? Do we say Hashem Melech HaOlam or not? Why do we recite the bracha? How should the bracha be recited? Who specifically says it? These questions and many more I would like to address in the coming moments. In truth, the makor of the bracha indeed is a medrash. In this week's parasha, Parshas Toldos, Perek Samech Gimel, Os Yud, quoting Rabbi Elazar, Tzarech Adam Lihitapel Bivno Ad Yud Gimel Shana, says the medrash, Rabbi Elazar, that one is required to be mitapel, to take care of, to engage, to look after one son until he is 13. Mikan ve'elach tzarech sheyomar baruch shepotrani me'on shol zeh. Following the age of 13, the father should say, Baruch, blessed is he, Shepatrani, who has exempted me from the sins of this one. So the Medrash is quite cryptic, is quite short, and not very clear how it should be recited. When exactly is it recited? Should a bracha be recited? B'Shem U'Malchus Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. The Medrash doesn't state that explicitly. So how do we understand this medrash? When is this bracha supposed to be recited? How is this bracha supposed to be recited? And what is the reason behind the recitation of this bracha? The Darkei Moshe, Moshe Isserles, in his commentary on the Beis Yosef, the Or HaChaim and Siman Reish Chaf Hei, quotes this medrash and writes as follows. Kosov b'Maharil, the Darkei Moshe quotes the Maharil, Rabbi Yaakov Milon, Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, B'Shem HaMordechai, the Adam Shanase Beno Bar Mitzvah Chayv L'Varach Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Potrani Me'on Shol Shel Zeh V'Chein Nohag Maharil. The Maharil himself seems to have been accustomed to reciting this bracha, especially when his son became a Bar Mitzvah. And the way it's quoted by the Darkei Moshe and the way the Maharil says, it also should be recited with Shem U'Malchus Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Potrani Me'on Shol Shel Zeh. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, for exempting me from the sins of this one. That's the Darkei Moshe's citation of the Maharil. However, the Darkei Moshe, Moshe Isserles, is commenting on the Maharil, writes, V'lo matzasi bracha zu b'gemara. I did not find this bracha in all of Shas. V'kosh alai shivarchu bracha shlohuskra b'gemara b'poskim. Says the Darkei Moshe, it's very difficult, kosh alai, that a bracha should be recited upon a bracha that was not nistamu alav, Ravina Varashi. It's not mentioned in Shas, and there's no notion of it at all of Shas. Concludes the Darkei Moshe, however, B'Breishis Rabbah Reish told us Yitzchak, the beginning of the B'Breishis Rabbah, Parshas told us, which we have just recited, Parshas Samach Gimel, Os Yudal, Huzkar Din Zeh, B'Shem Reb Eliezer. However, it is found in Medrash. It's not found in Shas, but it is found in Medrash. And then concludes Rav Moshe Isserles, the Ramban, Darkei Moshe, V'tov Levarcha below Shem U'Malchus. It should be recited without Shem U'Malchus. You should not say Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. It seems that the reason that the Darkei Moshe posits that the bracha should not be recited with Shem U'Malchus, it should only say Baruch Shepotrani Me'on Shor Shel Zu without saying Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, because such a bracha is not found in all of Shas. Not surprisingly, in his gloss to the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama Siman Reish Chaf Hei Siv Beis writes, Yesh Omrim, Mi Shanase Bno Bar Mitzvah Yivarach Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shepotrani Me'on Shor Shel Zeh. V'tov levarach b'loshem u'malchus. That's the conclusion of the Ramban, Darkei Moshe, and so writes and pens in his gloss to Shulchan Aruch Siv Beis, the Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Das Atzmo, the position, the psak of the Rama, it should not be recited with Shem u'malchus, as opposed to the Maharil quoting the Mordechai, that it can be recited. Thus, we see very clearly that according to the Rama, a bracha, in order to be recited with Shem u'malchus, needs to have been found in Shas. And indeed, the Acharim wrote steers in the Rama about this, because the Rama in the bracha of Hanosein LaYayiv Kof, which is also not found in Shas, the Rama posits absolutely positively that the bracha should be recited with Shem U'Malchus. So it's not clear in the Rama throughout Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Other steers in Eben Ezra, Siman Samach Gimel, the bracha and Besulim. There the Rama also writes that you make a bracha with Shem U'Malchus, just so you don't make it on a kos. So why is it and how is it and how can it be that the Rama here says that you do not recite the bracha of Baruch Shepatrani Me'osh without Shem U'Malchus, as opposed to other places. But nonetheless, the Rama is clear, both in Darkei Moshe as well as in his Hagos to the Shulchan Aruch, that no bracha should be recited. The Vilna Gaon in Bir Hagra, commenting on this Rama, argues emphatically on the Rama and says the Gra. The source of the bracha Baruch Shepatrani Moshe Shal Zeh is absolutely the Bereishis Rabbah. Reish Parshas told us Perek Samach Gimel V'Kachi Ba'Maril Hilchos Kriyas Torah. And so the Gra quotes both the Medrash as well as the citation of the Maril, and concludes the Gra after he quotes directly both from the Bereishis Rabbah and Parshas told us as well as from the Maril V'Chein Iker. This bracha should absolutely be recited with Shem U'Malchus, like the Maharil. What indeed is the reason that the Gra says that a bracha should be recited with Shem U'Malchus? It's the Medrash. And therefore you see a fascinating, fundamental, and categorical machlokas between the Gra and the Rama. According to the Rama, a bracha that's found in the Medrash is not enough to elicit a bracha with Shem U'Malchus. However, according to the Gra, V'chein Iker, he paskins based upon the Bereishis Rabbah, as cited by the Maharil, that a bracha should be recited with Shem U'Malchus. And therefore he concludes and signs off the Gra, V'chein Iker, that a bracha should be recited with Shem U'Malchus. Thus, we have a machlokas, the Rama and the Vilna Gaon, as to whether or not the bracha Baruch Shepatrani Me'oshal Shel Zeh should be recited with Shem U'Malchus or not. According to the Rama, no, and according to the Gra, yes. How do we paskin? Chai Adam quotes the Gra, you should make a bracha of Baruch Shepatrani Me'oshal Shel Zeh with Shem U'Malchus. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch paskins, you should make the bracha with Shem U'Malchus. And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan as well here in Siman Reish Kafei says that this has become the commonly accepted custom to recite it with Shem U'Malchus. However, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Sif Katan Ches, doesn't state a psak in this matter. He quotes both the opinion of the Rama as well as the opinion of the Gra. He notes as well that the Nesivas and his Siddur Derech Chachaim also notes that a bracha should not be recited. However, he doesn't say explicitly what should be done. So therefore, even though the Aruch HaShulchan, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the Chaye Adam, the Gra, note that a bracha should be recited with Shem U'Malchus, a bracha and the Rama says you shouldn't. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a clear psak in this matter, and it would seem, and this is what I have seen, and I think many of us have seen, that we paskin that the minhag is like the Rama, not to recite a bracha with Shem U'Malchus. One could argue safek brachos lahakel, because it is a grand machlokas achronim as to whether or not a bracha should be recited or not. The common minhag, the common practice, is to recite the bracha Baruch Shepatrani Me'oshal Shalzeh. However, b'li Shem U'Malchus, like the psak of the Rama, both in Darchei Moshe as well as in Hagos, to the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Chaf Hei. But now that we've addressed the issue of whether the bracha should be recited with Shem U'Malchus, we need to understand the more of the fundamental issue. And what is the reason for the recitation of this bracha? If you take a look in the Magen Avraham, Siman Reish Chaf Hei Sif Katan Hei, he has two reasons. The first is the reason of the Magen Avraham. The second he quotes from the Levosh. Says the Rama, Perush, Dar Achshav Nena Sha'av Kishechata HaBen. Up until the age of 13, the father receives the sins of his child when the child transgresses a sin. When the son does something wrong, up until the age of 13, the father picks up the chet. Bishvil Shelochoncho, because he didn't properly educate him. Thus, it's the father's responsibility to properly mechanech his son. And if he doesn't do so, every single aveira, every single transgression, every assay that he doesn't fulfill, every los assay that he transgresses, the father picks up that sin, that onesh. And therefore, the father upon the child, the son reaching the age of bar mitzvah, yud gimel shanim, says, Baruch Shepatrani Me'on Shoshozu, Baruch Hashem, I am now exempted from the sins of my son. However, the Magen Avraham quotes the Levosh, who says just the opposite. Belvush Pirish Ipcha, the opposite pshat as to why the father recites the bracha Baruch Shepatrani Me'on Shol Shozeh, that Ata Habei Nenash Be'Avon Ha'av. Up until this point, the son actually receives the punishment for his father's sins. If the father does something wrong, the son receives a sin, and the son receives an avera. So therefore, at this point that the child, the son, becomes bar mitzvah, he's no longer held accountable for his father's sins. The exact opposite pshat the Levosh has, as opposed to the Magen Avraham. According to the Magen Avraham, the reason behind the bracha of Baruch Shepatrani Me'on Shel Shozeh is because now the father has been exempted of his son's sins. But according to the Vush, the reason that the father makes the bracha is because now his son doesn't receive the sons of his father. And the father says, Baruch Hashem, my son no longer is receiving my sins. Baruch Shepatrani Me'on Shel Shozeh. That is the machlok, is the Magen Avraham and the Levush, as to reason behind the recitation of the bracha, Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh. Primogodim and Eshel Avraham Sifkat and Hei notes that there's a very basic nafgamina between the Magen Avraham and the Levush. And that is a bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh recited by the father when his daughter becomes bas mitzvah? Says the Prima Gaudim, if the pshat is that the reason behind the bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh is because that ata haben nenash ba'avon ha'av, because up until this point the father is responsible to be mechanech his child, his son, that's a mitzvah that's specific for a father to a son, the mitzvah of chinuch, that's a mitzvah that the father has responsibility to teach his son, or maybe an extraordinarily important level of chinuch that a father has. But when it comes to a daughter, there is no mitzvah of chinuch per se, or not on the same darg as a ben. And therefore, according to the reason of the Magen Avraham, no bracha should be recited upon his daughter reaching the age of bas mitzvah. However, according to the Levush, says the Prima Gadim, if the reason for the recitation of the bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh is because the father no longer is receiving, the son is no longer receiving the onshim of his father, well, a daughter also could receive the onshim of her father. If a father sins, the son gets an onesh. If a father sins, the daughter also gets the onesh. Why should there be any difference between a son and daughter in that regard? And therefore says the Prima Gadim Eshel Avraham Sifkat and Hei that according to the Levush, indeed, a bracha should be recited, Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh, upon his daughter reaching bas mitzvah, because now the daughter no longer picks up the onshim of her father. Prima Gadim doesn't state whether or not you should or should not, but if you take a look in the Tshuvas Yabia Omer, Bavadji Yosef Chelik Vav Simen Chavtes, he quotes a major machlokes achronim about this issue, also doesn't seem to posit one way or the other, but notes that Gedoli achronim indeed have stated that the bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh should be recited upon one's daughter reaching the age of bas mitzvah. But again, this is not something that I have seen. Again, I think the common minhag is not to recite the bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh upon one's daughter reaching the age of bas mitzvah. But there's another nafkamina. In the Tshuvas Betzel HaChachma, Chelek Hei, Simen Gimel, Rabbi Tzalel Stern notes that let's say one has a son who's not a biological son. You have an adopted son. Or if you have a stepson, is the brach of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh recited upon the stepson or the adopted son reaching the age of bar mitzvah? Says Rabbi Tzalel Stern, again, it depends upon the machlokis, the Magen Avraham and the Levush. According to the Magen Avraham, that the reason for the brach of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh is because it's the father's responsibility to be mechanech his son properly and up until the age of bar mitzvah. If he doesn't do so, he receives the onshim of his son. So a biological father or a non-biological father both have that responsibility. A father who adopts a son or a stepfather has that opportunity and that mitzvah and that requirement and that chiyuv to be mechanech the child, the son, even though it's not his biological son. But therefore, according to that, a stepfather or a father who's adopted a son would have the chiyuv to make the bracha. However, according to the Levush, that the reason for the recitation of the bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh is that ata haben nenash ba'avon ha'av, up until this point, the son receives the sins and the transgressions that his father made. That's only true for a biological father. However, an adopted son or a stepson is not going to be the recipient of his non-biological father's sins, only his biological father. And therefore, according to that reason, the reason of the Levush, a bracha would not be recited. Tzal Stern notes that according to our minhag, that a bracha is not recited b'shem u'malchus. Indeed, it would be appropriate to recite the bracha of Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh, certainly without a bracha, without Shem U'Malchus, the stepfather, as well as the father of the adopted son, are permitted to make the bracha. However, could the mother in this circumstance make the bracha? Can she make a bracha, Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh, on her son, if the father is no longer alive, or the mother instead of the stepfather? So here the Prima Gadim says no, for both reasons, either according to the Magen Avraham or according to the Levush, it wouldn't be appropriate. According to the Magen Avraham, it wouldn't be a responsibility of the mother because she doesn't have the chiyav of chinuch. It's not her responsibility. It's the father's. And according to the reason of the Levush, darata ben nenash bavun ha'av, it's dafka, the son, who receives the onshim of his father. But who says that he would receive the onshim of his mother? It doesn't true. It's not the case. It's dafka on the father. And therefore, as a result, a mother would not recite the bracha Baruch Shel Patrani Me'on Shel Shalzeh. And indeed, the Maharsham says in Tshuvas Chelek Ches Simen Lamed Gimel that in this circumstance, a grandfather would be permitted to make the bracha, and that would be the right thing to do. When exactly is this bracha recited? And the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Dal says, "Haynu kishenase ben yom gimbo v'yom echad." The achshav nagu levarach b'shah shenar mispalel okori b'shabes rishona shaz nodo l'rabim shubar mitzvah. According to Lechem Chamudos, the Magen Avraham says, also cited by the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Reish Kofei, Sif Katan Vav, that the bracha is recited typically, what we have seen based upon the Magen Avraham, following Kriya Satar, when there's a big tzibur, a large am, barov am, in the audience to know that this youngster, that this young man has become a bar mitzvah, he's now a mitzvah va'osa, baruch shepatrani mi'on shol shalzeh, that is when the father should recite the bracha. So indeed, based upon the Medrash, in the beginning of Parshas told us, Rabbi Lazar, tzarech adam li tapel bivnoad yud gimel shana, father has to work, to deal, to train, to be mechanech, to educate his son, up until the age of 13, mikan ve'elach tzarch shiomar baruch shepatrani me'on shel shalzeh. That is the makor, that is the basis of this bracha, whether or not it's recited b'shem u'malchus, as we noted, is a machlokas, the Ramah and the Gra, based upon whether or not you should recite a bracha on something which is not found in Shas. It's only found in the Medrash, according to the Gra. That is basis, that is reason to say b'shem u'malchus, according to the Ramah, it's not. And as we showed, it seems that the common practice, although gedol yachronim, including the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, the Chayad, and the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gra, the Maharil, all do seem to say explicitly that the minig and the bracha should be recited with Shema Malchus. Nonetheless, the common practice seems to be to follow Anu Yotzim Biad Rama, that a bracha is not recited. The nafkamin is between the Magen Avraham and the Levush in terms of the reason for the recitation of the bracha as to whether or not what should be recited upon a bas mitzvah girl and whether a non-biological son, an adopted son, or a stepson should be recited is based upon these two reasons. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Kol Tov.